Hi, this is John Doe. I'm back again with another X-Files commentary, guys. So we're up to Season 1, Episode 8. Title of the episode is Ice. The year's 1994 and it's directed by David Nutter. Just a note, guys, if you are looking to sync up with my commentary, I am watching these episodes via Amazon Prime ad-free. I've purchased the entirety to Season 1 on Amazon Prime, so just for syncing purposes. Runtime to this episode is 45 minutes 50 seconds, just for syncing purposes. Set the timestamp to zero, episode on pause. If inclined, put in your subtitles. Countdown in five and we'll sync up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit play. So to me, this is a standout episode. Arctic Ice Core Project. Yeah, this episode riffs heavily on John Carpenter's The Thing in a really good way as well. Yeah, it's not a cheap knockoff in any way. This is memorable. 8:29's the time. It's the dog from The Thing and we're tracking the dog. Bodies everywhere. It's not a deleted scene from The Thing. It's the X-Files. Wonderful lighting. Sound effects amazing, music amazing, Arctic. So we got a body, a man, gun, bare-chested, blood everywhere. He's lost his mind and it's not Kurt Russell. Shit, it's somebody else. Someone else survived? So what's the deal, man? What's he got here? What have we got? Details everywhere. Oh, comms. Radio comms, switching on. This bad boy's looking to chop her out. Lighting is unbelievable right now. It's all studio stuff, but yeah, high production value. So, final broadcast. Nats. We are many. We're not. So you're not human. Is that what you're trying to say? Oh, shit. Lovely Dutch angle shot here. You're the... Oh, no, there's another guy. Oh, no, they're going at it. Oh, fuck me. It's the X-Files. Two sweaty-chested males fighting it out on the thing... Sound stages, baby. Fuck me. Oh, shattered glass. Beautiful editing. Fantastic camera angles. What a start to episode 8. Oh. Where did he go? Oh, they're both armed. Place your bets. Wow, this is unbelievable. So who's who? Hard to say, isn't it? And tell me it cuts to credits here. Cliffhanger. Maybe, maybe not. Music. Fantastic, man. Was this some kind of like look-alike realization? What the hell, man, is going on here? Oh, he's going to kill himself. Shit. Fuck me, man. Oh, they're both going to do it. A double suicide. What the fuck, man? Wow, shit, man. It's like who's controlling who? Assuming there's not a third element to this. Don't skip the intro, guys. Yeah, this is a wonderful episode, man. It's kind of like a... What's the term? Not like a Freak of the Week episode. It's a standalone episode, you know? It's just beautifully put together, man. Yeah, there's so much you can do with the X-Files, man. In regards to, like, plot possibilities, you know? Yeah, it's absolutely stellar so far. 8 episodes in. Yeah, fabulous, man. Created by Chris Carter. Truth is out there. Debatable. So static. So the video camera, very nice, man. So we've got 5 crew members. So it's a research facility out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, wonderful, man. So Mulder and Scully looking in, checking out the archival video footage. Guest starring Xander Berkeley, very nice. Starred in Terminator 2 and went on to do 24 television series. Let me guess, he's probably playing an idiot. Not a stupid character, but like a annoying character. So Arctic Ice Core. Wow, man. It's like almost like video diary entries, isn't it? So it's very sort of like sporadic in regards to like kind of like a psychological timeline, isn't it? Who we are. Wonderful close-up here of Scully. She looks a little bit concerned. Wow, so we got grabbed and taken off. What the fuck, guys? Yeah, what happened up there? So the compound as it stands is unreachable due to bad weather. The fuck? So put through their paces in regards to like, you know, psychologically viable good options for the mission. So here's the location, Wainwright Ice Cape. I'm guessing this is an actual real, I say reality based location, real life. Peninsula Seward. So Dana. Dana Scully. Mulder and Scully choppering in. Don't tell me this is the fucking pilot. Fuck me, man. So, Scully suited and a booted. Got a Russian Arctic clothing on. Mulder's barely dressed up. He's fucking hardcore, isn't he? So is this guy just taking them there? I don't know if he's tagging along, you know. As they say, oh, it's Xander Berkeley. So there's 4 of them. Okay. Kind of makes sense to have, like, you got 2 FBI agents and, like, 2 scientists, you know. You've got to love Xander Berkeley and his receding hairline. It's very distinctive, isn't it? He certainly stands out as an actor. Immediately, I'm not trusting him. Old Xander Berkeley. He tends to play like double-crossing characters. A lot of the roles he ends up taking out, you know. The tape's not the entire timeline. Who's this choppering in? A 5th member of the party. Let me guess, it's probably somebody annoying. Let's have a look. Ice Cat. Oh, this is the pilot. We've got a suicidal pilot. Big timer. Big Charlie. Big talker. Credentials. I've choppered through many snowscapes, matey. I'm fit for the role. Walk. Let me guess, walking's a long, long way away. So this is a nice shot, I guess. I don't know if it's stock footage. That looks very much an effects shot, and it exterior. Wow, look at the lighting here, man. Immediately. Unbelievable. Atmosphere, dripping in atmosphere. Bodies everywhere. Blood everywhere. Shafts of light. Fucking hell. Power's down, Mulder. No one's leaving, mate. It's a one-way ticket to fucking hell. Fucking hellscape and... I don't know, where do we start, Scully? Can you shine your torch on my face? I can barely see shit. Fucking hell, man. It's dangerous in here. The Mulder's leading the charge forward. Yeah, real clap clap in regards to like production design. The way they're selling this interior. So Ice Cores, 3,000. It's just like fucking samples of some kind. So they're drilling into the ground. What the fuck? Oh, it's some alien fucking DNA nonsense, isn't it? So what are the samples? Unknown origin. Christ, man. Something's dripping. Ah, look at the cinematography here, man. It's unbelievable. Christ, man. Absolute masterclass in sound design right now. Music's incredible. I'm getting a weird crossover here between... Obviously, I've already mentioned the thing. Oh, it's the dog! It's the thing, dog! Kill it! Ow, Mulder! So take the shot, son! Savaged by a beast. Spreading alien DNA. Kill it! The dog has lost its mind. Fucking dog. Somebody's going to have to take the shot here. Smother it in... Treacle blum... What? Xander Berkeley's going to inject it with something here. Sedation. Yeah, as I was just saying, guys, I'm getting... It's sort of crossing between the thing and, like, aliens. A lot of how they're sort of staging the interior, you know? You're getting those, like, dramatic sound cues that you'd associate with James Cameron's Aliens, you know? So fucking hell, the dog taking a long-needed snooze. So the dog has got fucking nodules. Lymph nodes, eh? Scully knows her shit. Skin irritation. Or something in underneath its skin. Fucking parasites. Yeah, something inside the fucking mutts here. They need to put this... Oh, did matey get bitten by the dog? So he's fucking next, man. Yeah, like, immediately he's being taken, he's being possessed. Look at him. So there's no way out, because this is the fucking pilot. Fucking pilot. He looks like fucking Tyler from Aerosmith. It's a band member from the Aerosmith band. Yeah, it looks a little like Steven Tyler, doesn't he? You know? All fucking do fucking lips, you know? So they've got this one shot at the exterior. It's a little bit unfortunate, you know. So I wonder if they're going to deviate away from this main interior area. Trying to work out the geographical landscape. You like, how spacious is this like interior station? I don't know, being like overly critical here, i.e. nobody's locked onto the fact that matey got bitten by the dog, maybe they should isolate him, you know? Or is that a little bit too knee-jerk, you know? Because he's clearly succumbing here to the craziness, you know? Fucking hell, so they're taking loads of like evidence in it, I guess. So we are not who we are. We are not who we are. Kind of like the Shining, repeating sentences, you know. It's So this guy's more interested in the fucking game. I'd be struggling to zone out, yeah. So outside, okay, locations. Fucking hell, man. They dabbled a little bit too deep here. Fuck me. So here we go. They're already fucking bickering, aren't they? It's unknown origin, guys. You're gonna witness, perceive a lot of shit here that's gonna defy belief, you know? So they're going in pretty heavy here with the scientific lingo. A lot of it's going over my head, but it's fine. Oh, so here's the fucking parasite, isn't it? Clearly. Yeah, they gotta start locking onto this guy. Rector. Clearly it's spreading, isn't it? This is the kind of like the thing angle here, and it's spreading parasite between various hosts, you know. Yeah, if it's come from another planet. Yeah, mate, you look a little bit hot, warm, and sweaty right now, Tyler. Tyler's keen to leave because he knows he's on fucking death's fucking doorstep, you know. So the dynamics is wonderful now. You could already feel like the group is splitting off, you know. So real shout out here to the like additional casting. I think the other like obviously we all realize David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson, tick tick, amazing. But the other three actors are doing a stellar job here, you know. Shit, here we go. So again, they've got to test each other. So how are they going to do this, man? Stool sample, that's going to, I'd imagine, involve some kind of like weight. Ha ha ha. So he's not willing to do it, the fact that he's currently possessed, you know? So this guy's going fucking AWOL, look. So this is really, I mean, they clearly saw the parasite moving within the dog, and now they're not putting two and two together. This guy's just been bitten, you know? Population spread worldwide, Mulder. Okay, now they're doing it, all right. Thing is, the guy's just fucking run off, isn't he? They can fucking find him. Yeah, they're not gonna let him leave. Why do I feel like Mulder's gonna kill him here? Is this guy willing to play ball or not? Oh, he's clearly gonna fail this test, isn't he? Oh, look at him attempting to escape. So it's interesting. They got a little like there's a kind of like this weird ass fucking like arcade area in the corner here. Fucking hell. I get this fucking Tyler character in a fucking straitjacket. You're not leaving, mate, until we test you. Yeah, it's inside of him, you know? Fuck me, man. Oh, that's Xander Berkeley's attempted to cut out the parasite and then even sent Mate Yonder. What the fuck, man? Everybody's wide-eyed. Oh no, he's doing it with cutthroat.
Cars are, yeah, keep cutting.
Fucking hell, man. So let's have a look at how they're going to sell the parasite when he pulls it upwards. Let's have a look at this. Cool use of like sound effect. Ooh, it's all squidgy and squirmy. Ooh. Well, that didn't fucking work. Oh, it's spreading black goo. Well, it's not acid for blood. So I think they've just killed this guy. What's fucking Mulder doing here? Comms is down, Mulder, and you're...
Google how we do it.
Oh, comms is still up. There'll be a delay to this, look. 24 hours or something. The comms is going out, look. Oh, they can't get in due to the storm that's just moved in. How convenient. Classic setup, innit? You want to immediately isolate the characters. Isolate the characters with the problem itself. And watch them one by one turn against each other, you know? Shit, he's fucking dead, man. Fucking hell. Well, it's really hard to point the finger at Xander Berkeley because he had to get it. Oh, I don't know, man. Maybe if he hadn't fucking attempted to remove the parasite, mate, he would have lived for a little bit longer, but he was going to die anyway. So it's a tapeworm. Pretty fucking mobile, isn't it? It's not something he's aware of on planet Earth. So what? These alien tapeworms, are they like fucking mutating or something? Can't recall yet. I mean, obviously Mulder and Scully survive. I can't recall if they kill off the other three or not. Clack, clack right now in regards to the quality of the writing. It's not a sort of like cut into the chase. I get the worm inside and it just scrambles your mind, blah blah blah, you know. Yeah, that's an interesting point. So what, at the 11th hour the pair of them were still consciously in control of each other, you know. It's kind of like a dueling suicide at the start. I think Scully's... how do you fucking sleep in this fucking location, Mulder? That's fucking impossible, mate. No one's going to want to sleep, you know? She just wants to get out. Yeah, Mulder wants to take the sample. Yeah, there's more out there. Yeah. There's something else. Yeah, Mulder's attempting to tie this back in with his endless pursuit for alien evidence, isn't it? Here comes Rational Scully. Something to keep Mulder in check, yeah? Yeah, she's totally right. You can't take the chance. Yeah, Mulder's like... Yeah, maybe. That might be it. It's an interesting point from both. I kind of understand where they're both coming from, but I fall more on the side of Scully, man. Deal with the problem before it spreads, you know? So the temperature increasing, or is the blonde lady in the background, has she been? Tell me she's turning. I wonder if there's this angle that potentially it spreads airborne in some way, you know? Yeah, because she's sweating right now. And she's the only one sweating. What is going on here with this blonde lady? So they're starting to open up the interior areas full of boxes, isn't it, you know? Cabin fever, mate. Everybody's on edge. Look, so they're interesting right now. The psychological turning up the heat. Yeah, okay. How's this gonna play out? I feel like they all need to stick together. Yeah, the moment you start wandering off by yourself, you're gonna get taken out, you know? Yeah, well said, Scully. So, well, they ain't got stripped down fully. Again, little like aliens sound cues there. Yeah, a little ch-ch-ch-ch. That's a poor impression. I do. You know what I'm trying to say, guys? Aliens sound cues. So they're all turning in for the night. Let me guess, nobody's getting any shut eye tonight, man. So we've got about 20 minutes left here. Yeah, this is solid as hell. I gotta say, this is a fantastic episode, man. Mulder's not fucking going to sleep. He's gonna typical Mulder fashion, little like stroll in the moonlight. I think he's gonna defy Scully here. You know what Mulder's like? He wants a sample, you know? Yeah, fantastic work in regards to like interior sets, you know. What they're doing incredibly well, and this is really a staple to like season one of the X-Files, is the clever use of like low lighting, you know. Great picture shots here. I like this because we know very little about the original crew, but you can. Oh, what's Scully doing here? Barricading her fucking door. She's scared out of her fucking wits right now. I love it. You're getting the sound. Yeah, just trickling in from outside. So Murphy, Mulder, Scully exposed to infected blood. Mulder attacked by dog. When? When was that, Xander? He's starting to read between the lines in a really bad way. She is clearly possessed, this blonde lady. Or is she just getting overly emotional? Nice intercut in it. It's like who's who, in it, you know? I wonder. Beautiful transitional shots here. We're going sort of like POV. Oh, Mulder's woken up. What's the time? Anybody got the time? Mulder can't fucking sleep. I called it, man. He's a fucking night owl. Look at him. He'll stroll in the moonlight. Hey, Mulder, see if you can figure it out, son. He's more inclined to fuck shit up a little. Beautiful out there selling the snow outside. Yeah, you sell it with the visual and the sound. This is fabulous, man. Ah, you gotta love this interior lighting. They're using like reds quite a lot here. I like it, man. Dripping in atmosphere. So somebody else has gone for a stroll. Fucking hell, man. Houston, we got a fucking problem. Oh shit, what is it, Mulder? Fucking hell, man. Yeah, I'm on edge here. Oh, it's the dog. Oh, he's in the cage. Yes, Mutt, I realize you're possessed. We're never gonna let you out. Snarling beast. So somebody's probably fucked with the fucking samples. I don't know, man. Yeah, look, samples. I can hear the sound. Something's dripping blood. Called it, man. So I discard the evidence moment. Let's have a look, Mulder. Is there something underneath? What's he doing? Oh, yeah, Mulder. What's your fucking body in the fucking fridge? So some mate, he's had his fucking neck slit. Now they're going to pin it on him. Look. Yeah, did you do it, Mulder? Yeah, Xander Berkeley immediately pointing the finger at him. There was nobody else but you. You did it. Yeah, paranoia. Of course, Dana sides with Mulder. Yeah, it's splitting up. Gonna have a two versus two situation here. Yeah, you don't trust him. So, Berkeley's character's called Hodge. Yeah, this is fancy. This is great right now. Put it down, Scully! Who's who, Mulder? Trust no one. Fucking hell, baby. This is what they call cabin fever. They're gonna isolate Mulder, aren't they? Lock him away. They're putting him in the fucking closet, baby. It's for your own good, Mulder. So they're not taking any chances with Mulder, locking him away for now. He'll find a way out of here. Yeah, Dana didn't want to have to do this, but I guess the other two, I was like the other two are calling the shots, but I guess Mulder technically as it stands is a murder suspect, isn't he? What the fuck, man? Yeah, absolutely nailing the paranoia area from like shifting perspectives. So now we're locking into like Scully's perspective. Look at this, man. What the fuck, man? This is wonderful, baby. So they're out for the count. How fucking convenient. Sure, they're not fucking dead. Yeah, she's checking them for the fucking nodes, isn't it? Markings. Sort of like black mole-like markings, isn't it? What, is she the only individual capable of wielding a firearm? I know she's FBI, but fuck me, Xander, you need to get locked and fucking loaded, son. So, okay, brief exterior moment. Yeah, we're certainly not getting any like outside moments here. They're confining this all to the interiors. Yeah, Xander Berkeley, man, really solid in this episode. You're at the mercy of the fucking interior here, people, you know? The longer you stay here, the higher probability that you get infected, you know? I know they can't get out because they're trapped due to the weather, but fucking hell, man. There's got to be a better way to this, you know? Doolittle Airfield is not responding, Dana.
You're gonna have to pull an all-nighter, love.
Jesus fucking Christ. So we got some samples here. Infected. I don't know what that says. Rixa. It's the parasite. Tapeworm. One of these two is about to transition here. I'm calling it. Yeah, she about to fuck up. Moving the samples. Yeah, like, watch this, man. So he's... Yeah. He's rushed her. Dana's moving in. What have they done with the samples? So there's two of them. Two tapeworms. So is this a scenario from earlier? Yeah, look, look, look. So is that what happened at the opening? With the two surviving crew members? So it's like this when they face off. They immediately... So they just die. Okay. Yeah, prefers the isolation, I guess. So kill it outright. Kinda, I guess. It's very difficult in regards to how far is this, these elements like spread. You feel like you're on the brink of taking it out. You just don't know, you know? See, are they still pinning everything on the... release the tapeworm into the dog's ear in regards to killing it outright or both. It's harsh on the dog, but it's the only way, I guess. Oh, dear. Dog death incoming. Gonna die in his sleep, isn't he? Oh, he's awake now. Shit. Nice, kind of like dog acting here. Clap, galap. Or it's now he... Oh, don't tell me he's all recovered. Let's have a look at this, man. Yeah, heart is still beating. So you can technically fix the problem. Okay, so the dog is all good. Interesting, man. Don't tell me Mulder's probably left. Let me guess. He's Jack Torrance, the interior. He's gone fucking AWOL. I don't believe for one second that Mulder's fucking infected, you know? But it's a believable scenario because all they've got is the body. And Mulder was the only one when the body fell out, you know? problem is, if he's not infected and they release the worm into him, he's gonna be infected, you know? Yeah. Yeah. You thinking I've already got one in there and I've not? I love this. Mulder and Scully sticking together. Yeah, you trust Dana, only Dana. She's got to do the... Yeah, she's got to see for herself. Yeah, it's splitting off now, as I called it. Two versus two. Yeah, no markings or anything. He's all clear, I'm guessing. Uh-oh. Oh, he's got to check her, I guess. Getting very touchy-feely here between Mulder and Scully. Wow, that's debatable, love. Yeah, but you don't fucking know Xander Berkeley, mate. So is she going to let on the fact that she's just tested him? They won't believe this. Watch. He still needs to see for himself. Oh, shit. Place your bets. I reckon it's the blonde lady. And the only reason I think it's the blonde lady is the fact that she was overly sweating. Oh, it all Xander Berkeley, you bellends, mate. Oh, he's fucking shit. Oh, turning on Mulder immediately. I called it, man. He only ever plays annoying characters, doesn't he? Oh, he's a fantastic actor. Fucking hell, Dana, you need to break out. Great camera angles editing. Yeah, this is what paranoia can do. Not realising that Mulder's completely clear here. And now they're going to infect him. Fuck me, man. Oh, shit. Oh, it's her. Now he sees. You fucking idiot. Oh, now you see. Oh, wonderful. So she's kind of like... I would say overly powered, but she broke past Mulder pretty easily there. Oh, fucking hell, Xander Berkeley. You really have fucked this up completely, mate. There's just no way to go. She's fucking... Oh, no. She's destroying the set. Gotta kill her. Gotta kill her outright. Oh, shit. Wow. It's crazy. Lost her mind.
Do it, Hodge!
Oh, shit.
Do it! Get in her fucking earlobe! Do it! Stop screaming!
Great acting, this is. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, no, chest burster. I think she's dead. I didn't really give us a clear shot if he'd put the fucking... I'm assuming he did it. Right, so we're transitioning. Contagion. She's in her fucking yellow... dustbin bag. Contagion sequence incoming. Can't recall if we're going to get a cliffhanger ending here to this episode. I mean, it's a standalone, isolated episode, isn't it? Mulder don't want to leave this location. Yeah, he wants to go back, look. But not right Yeah, not right now, Mulder. Come back another day, you know? Oh, it's probably been sealed off. Or did they blow it? Oh, how convenient. Shady ass fucking military moving in. Tank the location, tank the evidence. Probably because they were fucking involved. Fuck me, man. It's always been there, Mulder. Jesus, man. In the ice, buried. Live to fight another day, eh, Scully? What an episode, man. 10 out of 10. Yeah, it's a standout episode so far, and season one is just spectacular right now. It's a somber note ending. Yeah, wonderful, man. Absolutely fantastic. Clap, clap. Yeah, brilliant, guys. So that's episode 8, continuation of this commentary series, season 1. In regards to frequency of like episode uploads, it's a little bit all over the place, but I'll try and get to a minimum, maybe 2 a month. If I can get to, I am covering a lot of other content, but cool. John Doe signing off, and I'll be back again soon for some further X-Files commentaries. Bye now.